very nice flat, 2 bedrooms. I was afraid to say, no, I don't want it, in case I wouldn't get another offer. So I accepted that flat. I had my first child there, and I had to drag the pram up and down the stairs. And that time I had to leave work, of course. And I had my second child there. My children were born in Hackney Hospital. It was very nice. Unfortunately, I was with my first child, I was in Hackney Hospital for 3 months because I got ill when I was 6 months pregnant. I was diagnosed as having pyelitis, and that's a kind of a kidney problem. And I was in that hospital until my child was born, which had to be born a little bit premature. Otherwise, they said the child wouldn't be born alive. I remember the birth very well. I was 3 days in labour, so I couldn't forget it. And he was born on New Year's Day at 3 o'clock in the morning, because I had these terrible pains for 3 days. And I didn't have a mother, but my eldest sister used to come and visit me. And I remember saying to the nurse, it was a night nurse, "Nurse, perhaps if I go to the toilet, I'll feel a bit better." But of course, she knew differently. She was a midwife, and she had a look. And she said, "No, you're coming in the delivery room." No one can ever describe the pain that you go through. But as my mother used to say, women have got cat's heads. As soon as you've had your baby, you've forgotten all about the pain. And they do it all over again, which is very true. Anyway, he was born, and I remember when he was born, he had a long head. And I said, "Oh, doctor," I said, "look at his head." So she said, "Don't worry, mother. He's had a very hard journey and it will go down." And sure enough, it go down. He was born bald, with no hair, no eyebrows, very, very blonde. But when he got a little old, he got a mop of very corn-coloured curly hair and green eyes, and he was a beautiful child. There's 2.5 years difference between my children. When I got pregnant again, it was a little bit early, but we didn't mind. And she was a little girl, and I had no trouble with her. But I must tell you a story about my little girl. I was shifted from Hackney Hospital. I can't remember where we went. And I went to get my baby one morning to feed her. Another mother had gone home early, because those days they kept you in 2 weeks. But she didn't bring her baby round to say goodbye. She just said, "Well, I'm going. Goodbye, everyone." And off she went. Well, I went to get my baby to feed her. Couldn't find my baby. I found her baby, but I couldn't find my baby. And of course I said, nurse, my baby's gone. She's taken my baby. She's left her baby here." And by that time they got a phone call from the irate father saying, "You've given us the wrong baby." And by this time I was in tears, floods of tears. And they sent a nurse with her, this woman's baby, to get my baby. And I remember hanging over the banisters, waiting for my baby to come back. And of course, when she came back with my baby, she had to be examined. And she was crying, the baby. I'd fed her baby, but I was so upset. The poor baby was sick. And when they brought her back, they put her in my arms and said, "There you are, mother, feed your baby." And the poor nurse who helped this other mother dress, she was probably told off. And I remember the sister saying, well, this woman's baby's not last looking, and your baby was a lovely looking little baby. Anyway, I stayed there. And of course, it all ended well, and I came home.